This is NetVets, a series exploring the knowledge, challenges, and experiences of Boy Scout veterans.
Hello, my name is Diana Goodsky-Hertig, and I am a retired Oceanographic Systems Technician Analyst, Chief Petty Officer, United States Navy.
Our community, Net Lake, we have so many veterans, but yet not that many stay to retirement.
I think that there's a big gap, but I think that if a person is able to stick it out long enough to realize that the Navy can become your family, which is what happened for me, if they stick it out long enough, they realize that they can build that sense of community, they can build that sense of family, and they can build everything that they wanted if they stick with it. I just flew to a reunion with 14 other women that were stationed with me in my first duty station of Broughty Wells. So that was between 1980 and 1984. We still remain connected. And the girl that I flew with was the same girl that I graduated A school with in 1980 and flew from New York to London with, and then took the train 5 hours, or no, it was longer than that, five different stops from London all the way to the coast of Wales together. How amazing is that? I mean, this is 2015, 35 years later, and we were able to do that.
Which brings up something. I seen that one of your, I don't know if shipmates is an appropriate term, she is now a command master chief?
Yeah. There are two of my friends that stayed in a while. They both picked up master chief. Now, when you get to be master chief, you have to select whether to stay in your rate or to go into the Command Master Chief program. Mary Gray chose to stay in her rate. She's a career counselor. So she ended up being in a position that was the highest ranking career counselor in the Navy on the fleet.
What rank is that?
E9. See, so once you reach E9, that's the highest you can go, but the job titles become more senior, you see. So Mary chose to stay in her rate. So she was the East Coast Navy career counselor. I'll tell you what, a little story about Mary. We were at a convention in Vegas, and we were walking down from Caesar's Palace down to eat at Bubblegum Shrimp or whatever. And in that time frame, she ran into 7 people she knew. That's because of her position, because she was a career counselor in charge of all the other career counselors, and she impacted people's careers left and right. Shay Lane Jans, the command master chief of the USS Eisenhower. I knew her when she was in E3 in Hawaii. We were stationed together. I love watching these amazing women do amazing things in the military, because it's very, very different from when I joined. Okay, when I joined, when I got pregnant, I had to sign a piece of paper saying that I understood the responsibilities of having a career and taking care of a child.
Okay, so the time that you got out of the service around mid-90s, some of our Vietnam elders talk about it was a horrible time to come home, just in general, you know, in America in general.
Yeah.
If you were to compare your coming home or the times you visit, how do you think your being in retired military, how was your receptance at home?
Very different. You know, when I first joined, I was working at the Federal Reserve Bank in Minneapolis, and there just so happened to be a sailor that got out after his first enlistment who got his job back, because back then they used to hold your job when you enlisted. And the first thing he said to me was, "Oh, you're going to hate it." I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because you're going to Norfolk, and in Norfolk they have signs in the yards that say sailors and dogs keep off the grass." And I was like, "Oh, wow." And, you know, I have to tell you, whenever somebody says something like that, my brain says, they wouldn't say that to me. I have this, like, sense of innocence almost, or, you know, naivete, or whatever you say that, because it's like, why would they say that to me? So I don't take it personal. And I did see those signs. But in time, what happened was between 1980 and 1995, there was a lot of appreciation given and a lot of exposure and education about how the military, the nation as a whole, moved more towards appreciation for the military. And you see it nowadays more than ever.
Were you treated differently because you're a native?
I was treated different because I was native, in the regard that they wanted to know more. they were very curious. They wanted to, know, did I really live in teepees? They wanted to know, you know, what was the reservation like? The funniest thing was, well, why are you in the Navy if you can go to college for free? Why didn't you just take your free college and go to college? I was like, where's that at? Because I don't know anything about it. It's probably started, so this was A school. I think I was really shocked at how little they really knew about us. So I kind of adopted this, I really want to educate them as much as possible at an early time in my career.
Net Vets was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.